Blog Talk Radio.
Extended church family, my kinship family, my friends and you that are supporters of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I would like for you to bow your heads as we go down and reverence God on tonight. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims, hallelujah, in this barren land. I thank you, God, and we're asking you, I'm asking you, matter of fact, to anoint these lips of clay on tonight, to bring a rhema word, hallelujah, to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. Lord, I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the pity of their soul, And these and other blessings, I'm asking in Jesus' righteous, spotless name, and we all shall say amen and amen. And so I just thank you once again for tuning in tonight, and I would ask you to just take your shoes off, get your cushion to position your posture, and help to enjoy the Lord with me on tonight. And our theme tonight, our episode, our sermon, whatever you want to call it, tonight, in type, is the backslider. And I know there are those of you that are familiar with this theme on tonight, backslider. And we will go in depth of what the role is of a backslider and what is the demeanor of a backslider. And so we find out that the backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above. Now we find that reading in the law of Proverbs 14:14. And so we find out, hallelujah, that backsliding is the cancer of Christianity. Hallelujah. Why is this, you might ask, Pastor Ward? We find out that the evangelical reader, believer, seems to have so little influence on those around us. And why is it that the world sitting up and taking notes? The answer basically is that we are backsliding people. Even though we attend church regularly, sometimes, hallelujah, we find out that something terribly has gone wrong in our own lives. And God speaks through the prophet Jeremiah and told us how he felt about backsliders. The Lord said also to me in the days of Joshua that the king, have you seen what backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up on every high mountain and under every green tree, and there played the harlot. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, backsliding Israel, says the Lord, and I will not cause my anger to fall on you. For I am merciful, says the Lord, and I will not remain angry forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against the Lord your God, and have scattered your charms to alien deities under every green tree. And you have not obeyed my voice, says the Lord. Return, O backsliding Israel, says the Lord. For I am married to you, And I would like for you that are out there in my digital listening audience, you that are out there in my, I got another thing that I use, my, I can't think of it right now, so we'll just skip over it for now. But anyway, I would like for you to know that you that are a backslider are married to God. So if you didn't know that, I want you to know on tonight, I'm here to tell you, that you are married to God. And so God said that I will take you, one, from a city, and two, from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you a shepherd according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. And we find out that in those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given as an inheritance to your fathers. That's found in the law of Jeremiah 3:6, 12 through 15, on through to 18. And we know that you might ask, Pastor Ward, what is a backslider? Because there may be some of you that don't even have an inkling of what a backslider is. And so a backslider is nothing merely than a person who is anything less than what he wants or she wants was in the eyes of God. We find out that a backslider is somebody who is not something more than once he was as a Christian. And we are to grow. We should be moving ahead and making progress. But yet so many seem to slip into a rut and remain there, never making any advances spiritually. How much progress have you made in the past year? Are there areas of victory that a year ago were areas of defeat? Is there a new holiness? Is there a new love for God in your life? We know that in the scripture there are many examples of people guilty of backsliding. We found out that Gideon led his small army and defeated the Midianites. But we never read of him gaining another victory. In fact, he gathered the gold and earrings the people gave him and built an ephod that became a snare to Gideon and the people of Israel. And there was a time when he was doing great things for God, but soon that was gone. So I would like to ask you that are out there in my digital listening audience, is your Christian experience only a thing of the past? Do you look back on years recalling what great things that you did for the Lord and how you spoke up for him? I want to ask you, what about now? We can consider Samson, the man who had so many advances, physically strong. He killed 1,000 with the jawbone of an ass. Yet he spent the last days of his life pushing and grinding with a millstone. He was blinded because he fell prey to his lust. And then we see that David is a man described as being a man after God's own heart. But yet we see him falling into the most treacherous of sin. He committed adultery and then contrived the murder of the woman's husband. He too was a backslider. And so was Peter, who had said to Jesus, if I have to die with you, I will not deny you. Now we read that in the law of Mark 14:31. But we find out, saints of God and friends, and you that are supporters of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we find out within hours Whenever somebody suddenly appeared to slip into an open sin, there was previously been secret dabbling and trifling with sin, usually for weeks, months, or even years. There was a great pastor who was mightily used of God. Then suddenly it all came to the forefront. He had been committing, hallelujah, adultery with one of his church members. When it came to trying to find out what had gone wrong, it was discovered that such things had been happening for years. This man had been sowing the seeds of corruption and was now reaping the consequences. Hallelujah. And so we find out that there are secrets of sin in your life. It might be that you think that nobody knows, or that it is excusable as normal behavior. But we have come to know that sin is a normal for mankind, but it is always hated by God. He never tolerated sin, and he never takes it for granted. God always loathes sin because he is holy and demands that we be holy too. The process of backsliding often began when we start to play around and trifle with the little sin. We listen to the wrong thing. You know, a lot of times we try to mix the Christian and the worldly accolades together, and it just will not work, because God said that he will not live and cannot live in an unclean temple. But we began to compromise our principles, and our resolve starts to wither away. So backsliding starts at the closet door. And I mean that when we cease to close the door on the world and regularly go apart to pray, Satan creeps in. How often do you pray? Is there an inward desire within you that forces you to do that quiet place where you can be alone with God and hear his whisper? We know that the devil would have us live for a substitute. The world spent time seeking honor, physical beauty, and material riches, but Christ denied himself all three. He made himself of no reputation. We read that in the law of Philip 2 and 7. There is no beauty in him, but we should desire him. Isaiah 53 and 2, he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor. In the law of 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, subtly and silently, that Satan tries to start us searching for worldly things we want to be thought well of by others, and to climb that ladder of success. We all want beauty, but too often the emphasis is on outward appearance rather than inner grace. Accumulations and riches are the pursuit of so many. How rarely in the pulpit does anyone speak against money? The Lord Jesus spoke often about the fertility of earthly treasures. He said, you cannot serve God and mammon. That's in the law of Matthew 6 and 24. And that we are to sell what we have and give to the poor. We cannot ignore these teachings. So often we live off the fat of the land, but never seem to think of the millions starving because they lack both the bread and the spiritual food of the gospel. Hallelujah. Now, I know I don't have that much time left, but I would like to share a little of my personal experience with you, because I want you to know that I, too, am a backslider. And you would say, oh, I can't believe that, Pastor Ward, that you are a backslider. Yes, I am a backslider, and I've known God all of my life. Starting from a little tot, a toddler. Since the age of 4, And I've squandered probably between 20 and 30 years of my life. So, you know, when you backslide and you're a backslider, you have to do your first work over. And, you know, you might say, well, Pastor Ward, how do you know you will not backslide again? Well, I'm here to tell you, I have no desire to ever go back into the world of sin. And, you know, God allowed me to taste a little bit of the world to see what it was like being in the church pew all of my life. I heard my friends and constituents tell me, girl, you know, you need to come out here and get with us. You know, we're having so much fun. It's so much fun out here. So much to explore. It's so much to, you know, see and do. And so God allowed me the opportunity to go out and see what the world was about. And I'm here to tell you, I got to see what the world was about. And as one songwriter put it, the world is a fairy tale. It's all a bunch of lies and deceit to keep you bound in sin. And you know, it's no way that I could ever backslide again, knowing what I know. If I didn't know what I know, then it might be a different scenario. But because I know what's out there in the world, because I've been out there, and it's all is just to brainwash you and think that you're really living it up, when we're in reality, you're not living it up. You're wasting your life away, because there are great opportunities to be gained in holiness. And so, you know, even when I was in the world, I was just in the world. But part of me was still in the church house. And you might say, well, you know, and I've heard people say that, you know, I didn't do but a little sin. But, you know, it is no dimension in sin. Sin is sin. There's no big sin or little sin. It's all sin in the eyes of God. So, like I said, when I was out there in the world, God would convict me when I would do things that I knew that God wasn't pleased with, even though I was not serving him. But God let me stay convicted. And I believe the reason that God allowed me to stay convicted, because he knew that he was going to reclaim me. And so knowing that God spared my life, if so many of you out there on tonight that God has spared your life, why would you want to go back into the world of sin where God has delivered you from? You know, from the lion's den, from the devil's playground. Because, see, you might not be given that opportunity. And that's the reason why I am literally scared. I mean, fiercely scared. If my hair could stand on its end, I am just terrified to go back into the world of sin, because I may not make it back a second time. God showed me grace. God showed me mercy. God has shown you grace. God has showed you mercy. So while you are under the umbrella of God, keep your hand in God's hand. Keep your hand on the plow. Hallelujah. Don't look back. Please don't look back. I am begging you. I am pleading with you tonight on this digital airway to keep your hand in God's hand, because the devil is seeking who he may devour. The devil works 24/7. He never rests. take a vacation. He never sleeps. He's walking the floor day and night, seeing who he may devour. So while you are yet in your right mind, your rightful mind, I am pleading with you tonight to keep your hand in God's hand. Because you know what? God could even turn you over to a reprobated mind. And I won't go into in depth in that because that is not my theme on tonight. But you don't want your mind to be deterred where you can never get back to God. Never get back in God's good grace. I've tasted the world. I've had money. I've had nice homes. I've had nice cars. So I've had it all. So I don't have anything that would lure me back out there because I've had it all. So now that I've had it all, guess what? I lost it all. God will take everything that's not like him, he will take it away. He will delete it. He will, just like that was a movie saying erase. Just like an eraser. You make a mistake, you take your eraser. That's the end of your pencil or your pen. And you would erase that to make a correction. When you have accumulated things, and God do not want you to have those things because it's just a reminder of the world, God will take those elements away from you. God will strip you down to zero. God will carry you down to zero. And then build you back up with what he wants you to have. Godly elements that you know didn't nobody give you that. There's no way you could acquire that but through God himself. God is a jealous God. And I'm telling you, you can take it for what my word is worth. And I will stake my life on it. I am here to stay. I am not going anywhere. Now where I would like to go, I would like to go higher heights and deeper depths in God. And we will conclude this episode on tonight, but we will come back with the second part of the backslider. And in ending, I hope and pray, hallelujah, Jesus, that I've said something to infuse your mind and inspire your spirit. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth, until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. And if you would like to send your remittance to Pastor Janice Ward, you can send your remittance to the Old Ship of Zion in care of Senior Pastor Janice Ward. You can submit your emails to janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes.